Lucinda learns a lesson. Oh my goodness, Lucinda has got a face full of happiness. Lucinda is hopping up and down with joy. Lucinda is about to go pop with pleasure. Why? Because it is her birthday.
Wow!
And for her birthday, her mummy and daddy have given her a bicycle.
Wow!
First, her father showed Lucinda how she should sit on the bicycle. Then, how she should hold the handlebars so she could point the bicycle in the right direction. And then he showed her how to use the brakes, because it is the brakes that help you stop the bicycle. And then he showed her how to ring the bell so that everyone knew when she was coming and they could move out of her way. And then he showed her a most important thing. It was a great big lock, and he showed her how to fix it to her bicycle so that when she left the bicycle, no one could take it because it was locked and only Lucinda would have the key. So now, Lucinda said, "Can I go for a ride, Daddy?" "You can try," laughed her father. Lucinda climbed onto the bicycle and gave a big push and... Oh no! "Help me, Daddy!" Lucinda's daddy quickly grabbed her just before she fell off the bicycle. "You can't just ride off like that," he laughed. "You have to learn to ride a bicycle first." And so, with Lucinda pedaling very slowly and with her father holding on tightly to the back of the bicycle, they moved slowly along the lane at the back of the house. But each time her daddy let go of the bicycle to let Lucinda ride by herself, you will never guess what happened. Lucinda nearly fell over, and her daddy had to catch her very quickly. Soon it began to get dark, and Lucinda had to get off her bicycle. "We will try again tomorrow," said her father. "It always takes time to learn to ride a bicycle." Lucinda was not very happy that night. She could not understand why every time her father let go, she nearly fell over. So she was determined to try harder the next day to ride the bicycle. "That's enough," her father shouted. He was puffing just like that because he had been running behind Lucinda for an hour. And while she was much better at pedaling and steering her bicycle, every time her father let go, she almost fell over. But now I'm going to tell you a secret. Are you listening carefully? Because I don't want Lucinda to hear. Sometimes her father let go of Belinda. Now she did not know she was riding the bike by herself. But very soon she started to fall over, but because her father was close behind, he would catch her. "I don't think I will ever be able to ride this bicycle." Lucinda was very near to crying. She had almost fallen off 7 times that day. "I'm sure things will be better tomorrow," smiled her father. "I'm sure you are very near being able to ride the bicycle on your own." But that night, in bed, tears rolled down Lucinda's face. She did not think she would ever be able to ride her lovely new bicycle. But the next day, after a big breakfast, Lucinda was feeling much better, and she knew she would try even harder to ride her new bicycle. Holding onto the handlebars very tightly, she pushed forward very hard and pedaled down the lane with her daddy holding on to the back of the bicycle. But very soon, without Lucinda knowing, he gently let go of the back of the bicycle. But Lucinda thought her daddy was still holding on to it. So she carried on riding. And at the end of the lane she stopped and said, "I'll never be able to ride on my own, Daddy." Except her daddy was not there. He was still at the beginning of the lane with a great big smile on his face. Lucinda turned around and her mouth dropped open, and do you know, she nearly fell off her bicycle with surprise. She had ridden all along the lane by herself. "You don't need me anymore," said her daddy, and went back into the house, leaving Lucinda riding up and down the lane all by herself. "I'm going to show my friend how I can ride my bicycle," said Lucinda, and soon she was riding down the road to her friend's house. But then something terrible happened. Did she fall off her bicycle? Nope. Did she hurt herself? Nope. Did the bicycle break? Nope. That is Lucinda crying as she was walking back home. Walking? Lucinda was walking, but she had a bicycle. "It's gone," Lucinda sobbed. "I left it outside my friend's house, and when I came out, my bicycle had gone." "You've lost your new bicycle," said her father sternly. "Linda, go straight to your room." Lucinda went to her room, sobbing. She had never felt so miserable in all her life. She was going to open the door of her bedroom and throw herself on her bed and cry all day. So she opened the door to her bedroom and... what did she see? Leaning against her bed was her bicycle. "You have learned how to ride your bicycle, Lucinda, but you have not learned how to look after it," said her father. "I came past your friend's house and saw your bicycle without the lock on it, so I took it to teach you a lesson." It was true. Lucinda was so excited to show her friend her bicycle, she had completely forgot to put the lock on it as her father had shown her. But do you know something? She never forgot to lock up her bike again. And she always locks her bicycle wherever she goes. And so today she is still happily riding her bicycle. Whoops, I'd better get out of her way.